Diamond rings and pendants set in 18-karat gold glitter in the showcases of Erica Jewelry Company Limited at a recent Hong Kong jewelry trade show. Thomas Ko is company director. He says both sales and number of buyers at his booth were down 50% compared to the previous years.
For jewelry business, now it's very difficult. Because we are, how come it's some kind of luxury goods? Economy is very bad, so people don't want to buy this kind of thing. So we suffer a lot for this period.
Ko says jewelers struggle because it is not clear how soon the global economy will recover. He has weathered both the Asian financial crisis of 1997 and the SARS pandemic of 2003, but this recent economic tsunami is more far-reaching. Jewelry trade continues at a lesser scale, even as major world economies succumb to recession. Hong Kong's economy is in recession for the first time in 5 years. The United States and the European Union are Hong Kong's biggest markets, with growth seen from emerging markets such as the mainland and Argentina. But buyers who once were willing to spend more now are wary. Jewelry exports dropped 30% in January compared to the same month last year. Raymond Yip is assistant director of the Hong Kong Trade Development Council. He says the decline may be due in part to reduced sales during the Lunar New Year holiday, which fell earlier than in other years. Yip says sellers are cutting prices for various reasons. Demand for gold from jewelry buyers in traditionally strong markets such as India and China remains weak. He says uncut, unpolished diamonds have dropped more than 40% in price since the financial crisis hit last year.
Of course, this is good news for more budget-conscious buyers and also for the designers because they could work more liberally on different materials.
Adam Edel is a diamond seller from Turkey. He says his prices are low due in part to labor costs, which are lower in his country than in the European Union. Edel says he sold more at this show than at the last Hong Kong jewelry show in September.
For my company, it's good, but I see from the other way. I just talked to the people who sells diamond site holders. I heard from them that some of them, they made 80% less sale comparing to last March. Comparing to last September, they made 90%. So it's huge.
The March jewelry trade show is among others spread throughout the year in Hong Kong. In a recent study, the Center for Exhibition Industry Research found that even though attendance and exhibit space may decrease in recessionary periods, key buyers continue to attend trade shows and the percentage of attendees that actually have plans to purchase remains high. Close to 30,000 buyers attended the Hong Kong International Jewelry Show in March. Overall buyer attendance for the first 4 days dropped about 5% from 2008, with overseas buyers down 15%. Anna Balkin is a fine jewelry designer based in the state of Georgia in the United States. She did not attend the recent trade show, but she says she buys most of her semi-precious gems from Hong Kong suppliers. Balkin says during the past 6 months, gem prices have stayed the same, but the quality has decreased.
The Hong Kong market that I shop with, they're trying to keep the prices as close to what we used to pay. But what they're trying to do now is, I know my stones, and I can see what's coming now. You get all types of stories, the factories, but it's back to the pricing.
Balkin says sellers do not want to raise their prices. She says she also is trying to keep her prices low. To do so, she now offers more pieces that are gold-filled instead of solid gold. Kari Jensen, VOA News, Hong Kong.